time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, back again, and how are y'all doing today? Now, let's see, it's Wednesday. Tomorrow starts the Bratwurst Festival. Now, if you're interested in various activities during the festival, it's all on Facebook, or if you do a search for the Bratwurst Festival, you'll get an hour-by-hour description of events. And it's kind of interesting. Now, the major events and stages at the Bratwurst Festival are sponsored mainly by insurance companies and banks. And it's kind of, well, I guess nowadays there are not that many large businesses that have that much money maybe on the side to devote to sponsorships. I wonder how the Popcorn Festival does. Are they doing business with banks and loan companies and things like that? But apparently that's, you know, and they've got sponsors now for, they've got, I don't know how many stages. The bank has one stage, one of those Farmer Citizens Bank. And then there's another on, well, let's see, two on another street. I think there's at least three or four stages of entertainment. And you can pick whatever you want. And always, the best dang band in the land, the Ohio State Marching Band, is always there every year. Now, this, I think, probably are the old-timers. And but they show up every year and have for as long as I can remember. So it's good music. Oh, I tell you, it's fun to see them on the stage performing. Oh, wow. And that's really a younger potential high school musical or band candidates might really get a thrill, maybe a charge out or inspiration from watching that. Wow. Okay, now let's see. We've talked about Jerry Ballinger today, Marty Kaufman, about semis and what they're, what is it called? The back end of a semi that hooks into a trailer. And let's see. Oh, now here's the thing. Back when I was a kid growing up, you know, bratwurst, everybody knew about bratwurst, and a lot of people bought them, of course. But we had a lot of butchers in town. I can remember one butcher. He had one of those great big, you know, they're not allowed anymore. The butcher table, remember that? The great big thick wooden table that a butcher could lay a steak or a roast on and chop it up and cut it up. They don't allow that anymore because they said it was unsanitary. Well, was it? But one of my buddies that I graduated with, Louis Light, his grandfather, I think it was, or his uncle, owned Light's Meat Market. And that was in downtown Bucyrus, right, it was close to, what, close to Mary Street. It was on the main drag, Sandusky Avenue. But he was a sweeper. And every day after school, Louis went in with his broom and swept up all the shavings, because this is another thing. In order to absorb all the maybe fats and oils and different things that come off the meat as it was being cut up, wood chips gathered this. And so it was Louis' job to sweep up the wood chips. Wow, that was some era. And then his uncle, Mr. Evans Light was his name, made bratwurst. And eventually he moved out of downtown and moved over to Spring Street, same street I lived on, and had his butcher shop there for a long time and did a lot of business, made and sold a lot of bratwurst. Wow. But the interesting is the cooking or building or making bratwurst is one of the most guarded and secret things on earth, even more secret than the mushroom hunter and the morel mushrooms. Because the ingredients that go into bratwurst are very much guarded. Now, there are still some different varieties. I understand there's a company in Cary, Ohio, that makes bratwurst that are a little different. There's one east of or west of Bucyrus, and it's a packing company out there. They make bratwurst. Of course, the main manufacturer, of course, is Carley's. And you'll find the Carley bratwurst sold up and down the main drag there during the festival. And then there, well, the KFCs, they have bratwurst, and other organizations, the Colonel Crawford Boosters, they have the pita wurst, where they take a pita thing and pack it with bratwurst, and then they make a special squirt-on delicious thing. I don't know what it's composed of, but it comes in a can. You can squirt it on your pita wurst, and it's really good. And so, yeah, there's some variation, and it's really nice. I don't know what bratwurst will cost this year. Seems like originally, you know, you could get a bratwurst for a couple of bucks, $2.50, $3.50, and the price has gone up a little bit every year, but I don't know if the price will be any higher this year than last. Okay, so, like I say, if you want to find out what's going on, excuse me, I got that. I wish I did bring some cough drops with me. I got, I think it's a, what'd you call it? The allergy. I think allergies are very predominant in the summertime, especially around here. And even more so maybe this year, because farmers didn't get a chance to plant everything. And the old ragweed said, hey, if there's not going to be any crops here, let me grow. And so ragweed and other weeds that have the potential for adding to our misery, they're growing like gangbusters. Okay, now, I need to ask you a question. I'd like to give away something here. I've got all these tickets to Zimbies Bay and the zoo. So what could I ask you? Here's an easy one. What is the major ingredient in a bratwurst? The number one ingredient in a bratwurst. 740-333-9944. 740-333-9944. Tell me what the major ingredient is in a bratwurst. You know, not the others, but the main ingredient. Always has been. Okay. I've got all these tickets. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller. Do you have an answer? Hello? Well, that's our silent caller. Okay. Here we go. Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Is it pork?
Yes, it's pork. Right. Yes. Would you like a ticket to the zoo?
Yes, I sure would.
Okay, and what is your name?
Brittany Garno.
Okay, Brittany Garno. Okay. All right, and you know where we're at, of course.
Yes.
Okay, a pair of tickets to the zoo. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah. Right on the button there. Pork is the major ingredient. Okay. I'll write this down here. Zoo. And how are you? Today is the 15th day of the year 2019. No, it's the 14th day, isn't it? Yes, it's the 14th day. Okay. All right. Now, where do we go from here? Okay. Now, I'm trying to think. I don't know all the ingredients in a bratwurst. I knew it. The basic ingredients, pork. Now, there is a the original bratwurst has egg in it, too. Now, years ago, there used to be veal in with that pork. But veal is very hard to get nowadays because veal production has really been down to a minimum. Because, veal production isn't looked upon very positively by people today. Veal, I don't want to get into how it's raised, but it's a very tender meat. And a lot of times when you order a veal cutlet in a restaurant, you're really getting a pork cutlet. Because veal, it would be very expensive. Now, I saw the other day, too, an ad for Kobe-style beef. Have you ever heard that term? Kobe-style beef. In Japan, they have a beef that's raised, and I don't know all the details, but it's like a few hundred dollars a pound from a special way it's done. And then I saw an advertisement for a place selling Kobe-style beef, and it wasn't worth hundreds of dollars a pound. It was very reasonable. So I don't know what style, what the Kobe style would mean, but if you see that word, that's a Kobe is a style of beef production in Japan, worth hundreds of dollars a pound. Okay, now, we've given away one set of tickets. What else do we have here? Yes, eggs are in the bratwurst, and spices, of course. It used to be some veal and, of course, pork. We had several bratwurst producers in Bucyrus, but it all ended up mainly at Carly's. Carly's number one. And you can go to Carly's like people do every day of the week, except Sunday. And a lot of people even order by mail and have bratwurst shipped out in dry ice across the country. That's really interesting. So, years ago I mentioned Evans Light was a bratwurst producer. And Bob Holtzel. Bob had Bob's Sandwich Shop. Now, I've talked about him many times before. During World War II, when Frank Sinatra was so popular, at that time they called Frank Sinatra a bow tie and a broomstick. He was really thin. Had a good voice, though. But that was during Bob's heyday. Spanish hamburgers, which we would call sloppy joes today, but he called them Spanish hamburgers, and they were so good. Especially when you would get a chocolate milkshake to drink while you were eating your Spanish hamburger. So delicious. Now I'm making myself hungry. Okay. 11:29 is the time. Okay, there was Evans Light, Bob Holtzel, Carly's, and there was a real German butcher. And the name was Bierkegger. But it wasn't spelled that way. It was spelled B-A-E-R-K-I-R-C-H-E-R, like Bearkircher. But it was always pronounced Bierkegger. And Bierkegger was up on North Sandusky Avenue, which is with his own butcher shop, but he went out of business probably 50 years ago. Bierkegger. Wow. And we had others, of course, making bratwurst. And you'll find good examples up and down the line when you go to the festival beginning tomorrow. Well, stay tuned. We're going to break here for a few seconds and be right back with more. I need to find a question I can ask so I can give away some more prizes. It's now 11:30 Eastern Daylight Time on WWGH.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. I forgot, too, over in Caledonia, he passed away, Mr. Reese. Mr. Reese made bratwurst, too. So it was, and then, of course, you have the more uptown-style bratwurst that did not have the original flavor at all, I don't think, Johnsonville. But to the younger generation, Johnsonville may be what they know as the old-time bratwurst. I don't know. Okay, now, I mentioned, didn't I, over in Martell is all this rail building equipment. Now, I don't know if it's still there or not, whether it's out on the road making new rails, putting down new rail beds, new ties, and new everything. And it's so interesting. I would like to go over there and watch what they do if I knew where they were doing it. But all their equipment was parked Sunday in Martell. Now, Martell, you know, is such a tiny little town, and they're going to have in the Martell, Tully Township office in Martell, they're going to have a little doings here for the big 2020 celebration. But anyhow, yeah, if you go to Martell, the big company there, and it's like, of course, Wyandotte here. Now, Wyandotte here makes snacks that are, you know, sold across the country, big time, really big time. In Martell, the Minnell Milling Company also makes, they don't make the snacks necessarily, but the other ingredients for a lot of restaurants like IHOP and Dunkin' Donuts and who knows what all, they make all that mix, and they're working 7 days a week in the little village of Martell. And it's really neat. And to see these semis come in there, gleaming semi-steel tankers full of flour, sugar, and other ingredients. Really interesting. So Minnell Milling is a big, big company in the little village of Martell. As far as I know, there is no retail business of any kind in Martell. Oh, there used to be, of course, but I don't believe there is now. There used to be, in Martell, a post office, and now there is none. But the old post office had I used to take a lot of my biking friends and go through Martell for one reason, to stop in the post office and observe their restroom facilities. Because the restroom facilities in Martell in the old post office was a gas-fired outfit that when you turned the handle, the flames shot out. You couldn't be there. You weren't there. And the flames took care of everything. And so it was a great way to have a functioning disposal because everything disappeared. Okay. So much for that. Okay, what else can I ask you today? Let me see. I talked about the Marty Kaufman and the dog park there, Kaufman Dog Park, and They have a little lake there, or water, too, for dogs. Okay, and we talked about Howard Barr, a professional teacher of pole climbing with spikes, you know, for utilities. All the utility companies, when they hire somebody, and if you're going to be a lineman, you've got to... Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just talking about the mill over there in Marcell?
Yeah.
I'll give you a little bit of history about how that got there.
Okay.
Years and years ago, the old Marion Milling Company that was on the old Prospect, their railroad tracks.
Yes.
It was owned originally by a Kansas Milling Company. It became Marion Milling Company. Then, all them years, and back in the 70s, ConAgra bought out the Marion Milling Company. My dad worked there and I worked there.
Oh, really? You worked there?
Yes. They gave it, they offered my dad the mill if he wanted to keep it running. But they took all the contracts with them out to Martell when they built the plant out there.
Yes.
And, so there was no way that we could get it shipped in. So Dad ended up going to Tampa and opened up a ConAgra plant in Tampa, which was the old paper gum company. But at Martell, that was originally ConAgra.
Well,
then it was sold out to Billberry and General Mills and whatever.
Right.
So everything now, is there's no wheat ground out there like it was at the mill. It's all shipped in cars and in bags.
That's for sure, yes.
Yeah. Yep. So it's all, yeah. But that was how it got started. Because when it was the overpass, when it went in over there on Prospect Street, you couldn't get any trucks in and load the wheat or the flour or run anything else. So that's how that all got started in Martell.
Well, that's interesting. Do you ever wonder downtown, those old silos? I wonder what shape they're in.
They're starting to crumble.
Yeah.
If you go by there, originally out in front of the old silos, there was the dock and everything. And when that burnt, most of that was tore down, but the lab and everything was there, and Jay Heading, which was a chemist there, he was also a teacher in Marion, they lived in Martell, there in Emhouse Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the Headings, they owned all that Emhouse Road, most of that from the railroad tracks down, like it's 309 at one time.
Okay, yes.
But Jay Heading, but he retired and all, because he's gone now. But he was the original chemist, and then when ConAgra took over everything, they retired either a lot of the people that was at the old mill, or like my dad sent him to Tampa. But that's originally how that got started, but originally ConAgra.
Well, that's interesting to know. ConAgra makes deals in just about everything we eat.
Right. And then when ConAgra had their popcorn plant, of course, that had a big controversy out there at the depot.
Right.
Because of the chemicals.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, the microwave.
It was a microwave. But, everything that goes in out there, as far as I know now, because I worked out there for a while, and it all came in by boxcar.
Yeah.
And, unloaded it by bags, and then it was Pillsbury, or she made from the different companies. It was, it might have been an off-brand or main company, and everything was mixed and bleached and put into the packages out there.
Yeah, everything now is inspected so minutely that in case an inspector doesn't see just exactly what he wants, the whole tank truck is turned away.
Right.
Yeah, they're very particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very particular, I want to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob.
Well, all right.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. ConAgra then took their microwave popcorn facilities or whatever over to Indiana. But in most supermarkets, ConAgra products are really predominant. It's interesting, isn't it? And if you look up ConAgra on Facebook, or no, on a Google search, you type in ConAgra on a Google search, and you'll see a lot of their products or products they own that, you know, they have. I don't know, ConAgra itself has no one particular facility producing all these, but they own so many producers of things we eat every day. Okay, now let me see. I'm looking here for other things. I need to give away some tickets here. So, I will ask you. Oh, there is something new. It was announced today, coming to the East End of Marion. What would that be? Something new in a facility coming to the East End. Well, it's past the city limits, so it's in the county, really. Something new. What would that be? 740-383-9944. So what is a new facility coming to Marion? Chinese carryout. I'm talking about a whole new building type. What's coming to Marion? And, of course, you would have had to read the paper today to find out, I guess. 740-383-9944. What's coming to Marion? Going to be brand new. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes.
Let's say it's called My Place Hotel.
My Place Hotel, right.
Yes.
Hey, would you like a prize today?
No, Charlie, that'll be fine.
Okay, all right. Hey, you're right on the ball.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, yes. My Place Hotel. And I guess it'd take a couple of months for it to rise. I hope before it's done, too, that somehow they get a driveway between the facilities there, like where TJ Maxx and Gordon Foods and all those are, that you could go from one to the other without going out on the highway. And let's see what else is happening, too. 11:43 is the time. I was interested in seeing the results of the Taste of Marion. I did not receive any notification. If you've got something going on in town, give us a buzz here at WWGH. We'd sure appreciate it, being able to let people know what's going on. Now, I saw something else. I'll give away a prize here. If you can tell me what is going to be in, let me see, something in, if businesses, I'm trying to think of a way to word this. It was pictured in the paper the other day, a facility marking a business that would let bicyclers come in and use their bathroom. Now, can you tell me what that is? Did you see it in the paper? 740. Now, what on earth would a business have in front of it? What would they have in front of their business to let bikers know that you can go in there and use their facilities? I would think that might not be. I don't know if that's going to be in effect during the festival, whoo, or not. But anyhow, if you're on a bicycle in downtown Marion, you'll see businesses that will fully accept your needs for toiletry. What am I talking about? What will they have? 11:44 is the time. Boy, time is moving along today. I need to give away some more prizes today. But anyhow, it's all local things we're talking about today. Things that, like the My Place Hotel that's going in. That'd be a brand new. That'd be off of McMahon Boulevard. So that's something new. That will add more tax money to Marion Township. And, of course, your Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Hello, caller. Whoops. Caller, call back. That's a problem that comes up when we're at break time. I can't answer the phone during the break. So give me another buzz here at 740-383-9944. What is a business going to do to indicate if you're on a bicycle you can use their restroom? 11:46 and a half is the time, and I'd like to hear from you. I've got tickets to Zumbezi Bay and the Columbus Zoo. Okay. Yeah, I got a lot of that. 740-383-9944. We had a caller there during the break, and I couldn't answer it, so give me another call. Caller. Buzzer. Okay, 11:47. Yeah, it was pictured in the paper. What would a business have? Here we go. Okay, here we are. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Caller? Hello? You're somewhere way in the background. Okay, you're gone. 11:47 is the time. Bratwurst Festival begins tomorrow. There are parades at 7 o'clock Thursday and Friday nights. And then on Saturday, the big parade at 4 in the afternoon. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Charlie. Yeah. Tell about the business where you use bicycles.
Yeah.
If you look in the paper, they had signs there on Main Street. They have posts up, bicycles welcome. And the businesses down there, when there's anything going on, are going to open up. You can come in off the street, bicycles, or whatever, and get a drink of water or whatever. It was in the paper.
Well, that's good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it was in the front page. They got old signs. They're going to be putting one out at Solar Park and whatever. But that way they can go in and get a drink of water if that's all they want, or relax or whatever.
Right. Okay. It's been a long time since...
When they're having it doing downtown, the ones that are open, so the places are there for them to park.
Okay, and that'll be tomorrow evening?
Yeah, when they're having that doing downtown.
Yeah, okay.
That very block good. Party in conjunction with the free market and all.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's about.
Okay, Bob, well, thanks a lot.
They're opening it up and letting... a lot of restaurants wouldn't let anybody use their facility.
Yeah. I bet
but
they
now
don't.
Now they're opening it up. Yeah. Yeah.
They probably won't do that during the festival, though.
I don't know exactly if they're going to do it there or not.
Yeah.
But I know that's what they're trying to do, and that way they can maybe draw more business in.
Yeah, right. You're right. Okay. Yeah. Good enough, Bob. Okay, yeah. Those signs that was pictured in the paper as a sign. In the, what would you call it? The design was by Lori Stevenson, and it would sit in front of a restaurant indicating if you're on a bicycle, you can go in and ask for a drink of water and use the restroom. That's fine. Okay. It's been a long time since I was downtown on a bicycle. I used to, you know, occasionally go downtown and dodge around. In fact, I go down to, well, let's see, I'll call talk more here in just a few seconds. Stay right where you're at. I'll be right back here on WWGH. Today is the 14th day of the month of August. Okay. Yeah. Am I still there? Oh, it's only 11:50. Oh, what am I thinking? I'm okay. How are you? Oh, yes. So, and like I say, I was downtown yesterday, and I tell you, I don't want to be nasty or anything like that, but we have the stupidest downtown conflagration of parking place, of no parking places hardly. They took away 90 parking places on this streetscape design. And for a visitor coming to Marion, they probably thought, whoever designed this particular street, that's East and West Center, must have been high on something, because, oh, it's terrible when you think about what parking spaces. Now, if we're going to have new businesses downtown, we need parking places. However, it's all so messed up from that very expensive streetscape program, which no one has ever, in governmental services, ever said, well, we're going to eliminate that. It's been here long enough. It was back in the 70s, wasn't it? And each merchant had to pay so much per foot. It was stationed, had a business along there. They docked them so much per foot for that modification. And we lost 90 parking spaces there on Center Street. 90 that we could use for businesses, for retail businesses. 90 parking spaces. And now, if you came along with a bulldozer and straightened the street out, it'd cost you a few million dollars to relocate facilities and stuff. But if we're ever going to renew the downtown and have places to park, that streetscape program is the worst thing that ever came along. And I think everybody would disagree or agree, but no one ever does a thing about it. Isn't that interesting, though? No one has ever campaigned. If I'm elected, I'm going to take this streetscape program and throw it out the back door. Of course, it would take money. It'd take a lot of money. But anyhow, has anybody ever proposed straightening that street out the way it used to be and allowing cars to park in front of businesses instead of that squiggly visitors to Marion or driving through on Center Street must say, what on earth happened here? 11:53. Now, if you'd like to disagree, all you got to do is call me at 740-383-9944. Yes, I know it would take millions to correct that, but are we going to be saddled with that the rest of our normal lives? 11:53. Okay, what can I ask you? I'd like to give away something here. Let me see. Trying to do... I think I've asked quite a few questions already, or the things I had, like the rail building equipment. I don't know where they'll be. I'd love to know where they're going to be rebuilding rails, because I would go there with an easy chair and watch. It's so fascinating looking, just like you see on Facebook happening in Europe, where they come along and lay down a new railroad all at once. And I think that must be, this equipment is really, you can tell it's very expensive. You know, millions of dollars worth of new equipment that is designed to redo, and that the rails that come through, like between Galleon and Marion. Wow, do they, those trains, once they come out of Galleon, they lay on the lead, and boy, and away it comes. 50, 60 miles an hour between Galleon and Marion. But that's where they, you know, get some time in. But the trains, like I say, are at least 2 miles long now. They're getting more bang for the buck. And, of course, this one train I saw the other day, it was so long it had to have an engine in the middle of it running and helping push and pull. It's amazing. But railroading has always been and will be a very large part of our existence. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, maybe I can check that out for you. I know something's going on. They're laying ribbon rail somewhere because I hear the trains whistle, but they don't whistle for another crossing. I can tell where, what road crossing you're going across when they whistle.
Yes.
But they're getting piled up down here south of me. They get stopped down in there. So I think maybe they're having some work south of me, but I haven't been out for, I've been hanging around here for the last couple of weeks. I'm going to go down by there and see what's going on.
It'd be interesting. I don't know if the equipment's still sitting in Martell or not, but, boy, I tell you, some of those modern rail building equipment you could ever see.
Oh, yeah, they got the, they don't, guys don't drive the spikes by hand. It's just fabulous, yes.
Yeah.
I've been on some work trains where we pulled the rail right out of the cars and it lays it right down on the ties there. I think those are quarter-mile sections, ribbon rail, they call it.
Yes.
And then they got one weld in there, see? And then the next quarter-mile weld, and that's just one side, you know.
The right.
Ribbon rail, yeah, that's, when we put it on the area over there, in certain sections over there, it was 60-mile-an-hour rail you run trains on. That was the type of train, you'd have to have a certain type of train. Tonnage trains, they have a hard time getting them stopped and stuff on downhill grades. You couldn't run a tonnage train 60 mile an hour. You'd never get it stopped going down
right.
into some of the severe grades.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Charlie, yeah, I'll check that out. But I know on Sunday, last Sunday here, buddy, I mean, if they run one train, they must have run 50 of them.
Wow.
So they had them stacked up and
Had that collision there in Wyandotte County. They dumped an engine over in numerous cars, full of garbage, some of them.
Well, that must have been where all the traffic come from.
Yes.
So what day did that happen? Do you know for sure?
It was, 2 days ago, I think. I don't know
for
sure.
Well, that would be back there. This is Wednesday there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, I know there's something going on. I can tell by the whistles when the engineer runs.
Right.
Then stop. Hey, I'm getting out of here. See
okay.
you.
Hey, Ted, wait. Where does all this garbage go? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Probably down the Scioto River here.
Okay. Very good, Ted. We'll see you. Okay. Yeah. I often wondered, too. Don't you? I wondered. There's a lot of cars with molten sulfur that go through Marion. And it will say on the car, it will say molten sulfur. And I kept wondering, who uses molten sulfur? And somebody said it goes to the steel industry. I don't know. But now the garbage, that's another thing. The garbage trains go through Marion probably every day. And if you're around, you'll know which train is hauling garbage. They leave behind, something, nasal passages. But it's interesting. And the big puzzle to me is, where are they hauling all this garbage? Where in, and it goes south. I don't know of any that goes north, but I know it comes out of the north and going through Marion. Where does it end up? That's a $3 question. Okay. Well, we're coming about to the end of the program today. I hope we talked about something that would be of interest locally here. And I hope all of you, too, get a chance to go to the Bratwurst Festival. You certainly would enjoy that. Oh, and they're going to have Ken and Mary. Now, Ken and Mary are accordionists. They played out at Primrose. And people just loved them. They played at the Bratwurst Festival now a couple of years in a row, at least. And they have these high-powered accordions. Oh, beautiful. Man, do they play nice. And they're going to be there every day of the festival. So you'll want to make sure you see Ken and Mary and their accordions. Plus, there's oodles of other entertainment all the way around, including a men's leg show and a pigtail contest and other things. So, okay, we're coming to the end of the program today. Hope you've had a good time today and take good care of yourself and enjoy this great weather. Wow. Okay. We did get a little bit of rain, not very much. My tomatoes are kind of small this year, but that's okay. And better small than none. And my cucumbers, though, a lost cause. But that's okay. I've had enough given to me. I made excuse me, cucumber salad by the ton.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here.